In the beginning, God breathes the breath of life into Adam. He was, as we are, created in his image, which is eternal. But he fell from grace. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And when his Son, Jesus, died on the cross, he defeated death. And when he rose from the dead and appeared to his disciples, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," giving them new birth. It's a birth that we hear about in the third chapter of the Gospel of John, when we meet Nicodemus. And we love Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a very powerful religious figure in Israel. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, which to the nation of Israel is like the Senate, the Congress, and the Supreme Court all rolled up into one. So this guy's a big deal. And of course, his fellow rulers in Jerusalem considered Jesus to be a big threat. They were not fans. They considered him very dangerous, even demon-possessed, misleading the people. But Nicodemus, he wasn't going to just take their word for him. Nicodemus is kind of like Thomas. He wasn't going to rely on hearsay faith, right? So he went out to seek Jesus out privately, do a little investigation. Maybe he can rein him in a little bit. And he's not stupid, doesn't want people to see him. So he goes at night, keeps it on the down low. And he says to Jesus, "Rabbi," which is a term of respect, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher that's come from God, for no one can do these signs that you're doing unless God is with him." And Jesus looks at him and says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above, or born in spirit, or born again. It's all the same thing. It is the reviving of what died in us in the Garden of Eden."